Dr. Schmidt dictating a 1280 kg on Karen Minton. On 2/21/24, Mrs. Minton performed a 1280 kg period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. With first degree heart block and sinus bradycardia period, QRS complexes are normal. There are some inverted and flattened T waves across the precordium, possibly secondary to a previous cardiac injury period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Kane. This goes to Dr. Pieber. On 2/21/24, Mr. Kane performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. Period. The air velocity index was greater than one. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a very poor effort. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/29/23. There's been no significant change. Period. Of paragraph compression, severe restrictive lung disease without significant airways obstruction with poor effort post-bronchodilators. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Terry Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 2/21/24, Mrs. Carpenter performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, with moderate impairment in flow rates. Period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period. When compared to a prior study dated 9/7/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with moderate restriction, showing no significant change. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Doris Smith. This goes to Dr. Allred, A-L-L-R-E-D. On 2/21/24, Mrs. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Period. There was poor effort prior to bronchodilators, as evidenced by a very low peak flow rate. Period. There was minimal airways obstruction. Period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow due to improved effort. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/14/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, poor effort prior to bronchodilators with normal study post bronchodilator, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa Lauro, L-A-U-R-O. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 2/21/24, Mrs. Lauro performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was a severe airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/11/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph. The air velocity index currently is less than 1, and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. New paragraph impression, a severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bernard McGonigal, MC. Capital G-O-N-A-G-L-E. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 2/21/24, Mr. McGonigal performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was moderate impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/14/24, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Thank you.